We can't say it enough. Treatment is an extremely important beginning step on the road to lasting sobriety, but treatment doesn't fix or cure your loved one's addiction. Treatment gets people well enough to begin the next phase of this journey, what we call recovery. Treatment teams create aftercare plans as a bridge between treatment and recovery. Hello, this is Jeff Jay, and I'm here to discuss this topic with Deborah Jay.
Hello, everybody. I want to say that most families are quite savvy and will often ask, but what about when she leaves treatment? Is there a plan for when she returns home? And the answer, of course, is yes. It's the aftercare plan, or what some people call a continuum of care plan. We're going to use aftercare plan because we think it's a simpler term to understand and remember.
When your loved one is in treatment, and of course, we prefer a residential treatment whenever possible, they will go through an assessment process. If a release of information is signed by the person in treatment, key family members will be part of the assessment process. Once the assessments are completed, a treatment plan will be created. These plans are typically a series of goals, objectives, and assignments. Treatment plans guide your loved one's work in treatment based on his or her individual needs. As they work on their treatment plans, their counselor and the treatment team will assess their progress and determine if they are presenting with additional needs and what other interventions or support might be necessary. As patients move through the treatment process, the counselor begins considering what kind of support they need post-treatment to give them the best chance of success.
That's beginning of formulating an aftercare plan. Usually the aftercare planning process begins with the primary counselor, but other members of the treatment team are involved as well. A good aftercare plan should look globally at the needs of the patient. This can include the extension of work that's been done in treatment already, but also covers issues that normally wouldn't be dealt with directly in treatment, such as employment issues or financial concerns or medical issues. Do they need help with these issues on the outside world? And if so, where would they best access the right kind of support?
The main objective of any aftercare plan is creating the right level of support to increase the probability of successful sobriety. Anyone who is truly addicted, not just a heavy drinker or an abuser of drugs, but truly addicted, suffers from a chronic disease. There is no known cure. Therefore, like other chronic diseases, it must be managed with a recovery program. Aftercare plans are designed to get the alcoholic or addict started on the right foot with a well-thought-out recovery program.
What's difficult, however, is that alcoholics and addicts can start feeling so good after a few weeks in treatment that they don't think they need a recovery plan. They think they have it all figured out, or they may not like the level of support they are told they need, like a halfway house or some other form of extended care. They struggle with accepting aftercare recommendations much in the same way as they struggled with accepting treatment. The treatment team works with the patient to help them accept the recommendations, but family can play a major role in helping their loved ones get over this hurdle. That's one reason why family members need to be involved in the aftercare planning.
Another reason families need to be involved is so they can know how to support their loved one after treatment.
You know, that's right, Jeff, because if families don't know what the plan is, how can they be supportive of the plan?
So let's look at some of the things you might see on an aftercare plan. First and foremost will be 12-step meeting attendance. They might be asked to go to 5 meetings per week, or they may be asked to go every day. Whatever the case, it's critical that the patient become involved in the local recovering community. Next will be continuing therapeutic services. If they're not in an extended care program, which would include counseling, they will be referred to a therapist or an aftercare support group. The group would normally last for another 6 to 12 weeks. If there are psychological or psychiatric issues that need to be addressed, they will be referred to a psychologist and/or a psychiatrist. If there are medical issues, they will need to see their primary care physician.
There are many additional items that might be listed on an aftercare plan depending on the special needs of the patient. If there are co-occurring disorders like gambling addiction or sex addiction, these will be included.
So remember, treatment is just the beginning of the process, a necessary beginning that then flows into aftercare and into recovery. The most important point is that the aftercare plan will always include meaningful participation in local 12-step groups, which means getting a sponsor, working the steps, and so on.
You can't work your loved one's treatment program for them, and you can't work their aftercare plan for them. But you can give valuable input to the treatment team. You can also set a great example for your loved one by going to Al-Anon, the 12-step meetings for families, and getting an Al-Anon sponsor and working your own 12-step program. Action always speaks louder than words.
That's right. Thanks, everybody. That's all for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.